Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Steve Jones along with Captain Panic.
Good afternoon.
It's great to have you on the show. Let's just start out. Let's just make it easy. What are you angry about today?
I'm happy after the Yankees last night against your pathetic Red Sox outfield. Thanks for the couple runs in the ninth.
I didn't see the game.
Oh, whoever was in center field last night, that was pathetic.
Okay.
But, yeah. I'm good today. I have no complaints today.
See, the difference between you and me is I actually have the ability to actually evaluate my teams. When the Red Sox were 20-6 in June, what did I say?
Oh, they stink.
I said, no, I didn't say that. I said, I don't know how good they are.
I said, well, now you say they're not a good team.
Right. I said, at that point, I said, I don't know how good they are. I don't. Right? Unfortunately for you, you're pie in the sky. Your team really is, they're good. They're not great. Oh, my God. They are far from great.
Yes.
You got a great player. Who, despite my kidding, is easily the MVP, should be a unanimous MVP.
Thank you.
For what? Stating the obvious?
Well, there's other people that are not stating that obvious, so yeah. It's sad to say, but yeah.
Look, people write and say things to write and say things, okay? Because it's their job to write and say things. So you got to come up with something. Being simplistic and saying, he is a unanimous MVP. Okay? That's not good enough. You got to write or say something that draws. You got to remember, put yourself, and I mean this in all sincerity, put yourself in the suit's mind. What does the suit care about all the time? Clicks.
Oh, yeah,
clicks,
exactly.
Clicks, clicks, clicks. Okay? I think clicks are the biggest bunch of BS on the face of the earth. I could care less about a click. Do your job right, people will find it. Okay? Do your job well. People will figure out you're doing your job well. All right? I don't need clicks. Don't care about clicks. Don't put myself in the fetal position if I don't get a click. Don't care. Right? Okay? You put on Brad Nessler, people want to hear him. You put on Auburn's play-by-play guy, people want to hear him. You put on Ernie Accorsi like that, people want to hear him. That's what the job's all about. Okay? If you can't promote it right, then that's your fault. It isn't my fault. I already did the show. Right? I mean, seriously. He talks about clicks all. It's click, 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 click. Right? You can spend so much time trying to get clicks that you're not doing good work. It's all about, do you do good work? Then after that, can people find it? And that's what people do. They'll write these articles. I think that maybe Shohei Ohtani should be the MVP and not Judge. They're just writing it to get clicks. So a guy like you clicks onto it. I look at the headline and go, well, that's you know, sorry, great player, doesn't make sense, not going to read it. I spend more time looking at stuff going, nope, not going to read that. Nope, not going to read that. Nope, not going to read that.
Which I always give you credit for.
I don't get drawn in, but I don't care. I don't care. Like, there was a story running around today about Penn State having massive travel problems down to Auburn.
No, that I ignored because, A, I know what's going on, but, B, like, it's kind of not that big a deal.
It's, like, travel problems. I could do 20 shows on travel problems. I mean, 20. I mean, remember, I do basketball. Which is not exactly, you know, during the balmy time of the year. You run into all sorts of issues. Travel problems. What? Just because we're going to Columbus, Georgia? Who cares? I've been a part of worse. It's amazing when you don't make a big deal out of something, it's not a big deal. Right? If you don't make a big deal out of something, it's not a big deal. Right?
Absolutely.
So that's, you know. The suit's not mad at me because I just, like, took his theory on Clicks and destroyed it. So, you know, he'll be mad all day. Right? I'm sorry, that's, okay. When you start letting that rule how you do things, okay, you've got to have old-fashioned, nose to the grindstone, get your job done stuff. After that, somebody wants to promote it, great. If people want to hear it, great. All right? You want to learn more about the Auburn football team? Listen to the Auburn play-by-play guy. We had him as a guest on the show. You want a national perspective on the game? Brad Nessler was on the show. I mean, believe me, by the time the week's done, you have a pretty well-rounded feel about what the deal is in the game. All right? After that, whomever wants to click on it, it's their business. And I've told my students in class, I said, I've told them over and over again. I said, guys, your generation, I said, needs to be on Twitter. It does. It needs to be on Twitter. It's part of what you do. You have to self-promote. What drives, okay, I think it drives you nuts, too. I don't self-promote.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, I just don't, I mean, it drives the suit nuts. I don't self-promote. Like, this is what we do. Here we are. Right? If I was doing one show after another where it was just open line, open line, open line, no guests, then I think there'd be a gigantic complaint. And there should be. That's not good radio. It's not a good show. You know. So, and today, we've got the high school roundtable, Ernie Accorsi and the King. All right in a row. How about that?
Oh, my almighty!
It's all about the streaming numbers. What? But I've told the class, I said, you guys do need to be on Twitter or social media. I said, you do need to keep promoting everything that you do. I said, it's part of what you do. I said, just don't get into Twitter fights. And I said, you got to be able to, like, when something comes up, you have to have the ability to walk away from it. Because in the end, the person that is not going to look good is going to be you.
Which is also very true.
Right? It's the anonymous person on the other end that can get away with Twitter murder. Okay? They can say anything they want. Nobody cares what that person thinks. But when it's your name attached to the argument, okay, guess in the end who looks bad? The person that everybody knows who it is. Right?
Yep.
Not the anonymous person. Right? And you can make all the jokes about in their shorts, t-shirt, in their mom's basement, which a lot of times is true. But
exactly.
That's who you're arguing with? Really? I tell them, I said, that's who you're arguing with? I said, don't do it. Promote what you do. Tell everybody I've got this coming up tonight. Hey, we did this story tonight, boom. Great. I said, and leave it at that. I said, and don't get involved in the comments. I said, because anytime there's negativity, you're going to think too much. And anytime it's overly positive, you're going to think you're doing great. I said, your job is to make the next story better than the last one. That's your job, to make the next story better than the last one. As Joe always said, you either get better or you get worse, you never stay the same. Don't be content with what you're doing. Don't. I said, set that standard for yourself, and then everything else will take care of itself. And that's what I tell my class all the time. Don't get caught up. You're great. You're wonderful. And then you start thinking, I'm great and wonderful. And guess what? You end up getting lazy. And you just feel like you can show up. Or you're awful, you're terrible, you're this, you're, oh my God, everybody hates me. It's like, oh my God, what's going on here? And then you start thinking, and the worst thing you can do in this profession is think. And anybody who listens to this show can tell I don't think at all.
That is very true.
I don't think at all. Ever.
No.
He doesn't ever think.
But speaking of self-promotion, I meant to ask you this yesterday. This is actually going around on Twitter, believe it or not, but it's good. Trivia, how many different Penn State quarterbacks has Steve Jones now called a touchdown pass for? Do you know the answer to that question?
Well, the only reason I know is because it was brought up to me.
Okay.
That's the only reason I know. It is something I've never thought about in my life. Never. Until it was brought up to me today. And so I've got it at 20.
Okay.
Now, that's quarterbacks. That doesn't include Curtis Drake throwing one. Doesn't include Geno Lewis. Doesn't include Saquon throwing one. Doesn't include Nick Scott throwing a touchdown pass. But I got 20.
Yeah, and it says how many Penn State quarterbacks. So, yeah.
Yeah,
there you go.
Quarterbacks.
All right, I'll put that answer out there in case people don't know.
Let's see. So let's do this off the top of my head here. I got, let's see, Rashard Casey, Matt Seneca, Zach Mills, Michael Robinson. That's what, 4? Darrell Clark, 5. Pat Devlin, 6. Paul Cianciello, 7. Rob Bolden, 8. Matt McGloin, 9. Let's see. Christian Hackenberg, 10. Tyler Ferguson, 11. Let's see. DJ Crook, 12. Trace McSorley, 13. Tommy Stevens, 14. Let's see. I'll do the easy one. Sean Clifford, 15. Christian Vayer, 16. Will Levis, 17. Drew Aller, 18. Let's see who the other two off the top here. Who am I missing in there? Stevens, Levis. I'm missing two of them. Probably too obvious. Well, I said Trace, right?
Yeah, you got Trace.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Exactly.
I would hope I got Trace in there. Jeez. They got 18. I'm trying to think what the other two are. Let's see. And I got Vayer. I got Christian. Drew Aller, right?
Yep.
Okay. I hope I got Drew in there.
That was the last one.
I hope so. You know, I hope so. What am I missing in there? I got Tyler Ferguson. DJ Crook is like one that a lot of people would forget. He was a kid from Barnstable, Massachusetts, from Cape Cod. It's got to be somebody I'm missing that's obvious. It's got to be.
Well, you said everybody that I would think of.
Yeah, like Kevin Newsom never did, for example. He did not. We had a kid here a long time ago named Stephen Bench. He never did. I mean, like Geno Lewis doesn't count. Did I just say Tommy Stevens?
Yep, you had him.
Okay, I did say Tommy Stevens. Okay. And I said Will.
You said Will.
Taquan Roberson. How about that one? I didn't say that one.
Nope.
Taquan Roberson threw a touchdown pass last year.
That's right.
For Christian Vayer.
So that's 19.
I think there's a 20th one in there. Let's see. There's... I think it's 20. Pretty sure. Trying to think if there's anybody else. It said Paul Cianciolo, right?
I don't think you did.
Because he threw a screen pass to Tony Hunt for a touchdown.
Yeah, so
against Michigan.
Yeah, so that would be 20.
Wow.
There you 20. Go.
So if Bo Prabula can throw one, that'll be 21. It'll be, as Dick Girardi would say, blackjack. All right. We'll take a... But that was brought up to me today, so I that's the first I ever heard of it.
There you go.
So.
I've officially put it out there in Twitter land, so now everybody knows.
Very nice. All right. Very nice.
to wrap up this social media conversation.
I'm as happy as anybody could be. All right. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I don't know if I saw Ketron Allen on the practice field today. Is he going to be available for Saturday?
Yeah, he was not out here today, but yeah, he'll be out here Saturday.
Does the running back rotation change at all?
We have not sat down and talked as a staff about rotations at this stage.
More answers that make you angry?
I don't want to say angry, but it is a little frustrating to say that. I'm not surprised. Let's go there. But I'm sorry. After the way Nick Singleton played last week, there should be no ifs, ands, or buts about it anymore. I'm sorry. This kid deserves to be the number one feature back, and you mix everybody else in as is.
Okay.
That's just my... I mean, maybe you're seeing something that we're not seeing yet at practice, for that, and that's fine, but that's just my take. Nick Singleton should be getting a bulk of the carries from now on and be the feature guy. No one can stop him.
Okay. It just seems to make you angry.
Well, it's just like he deserves it, and so I want him to get it. That's kind of where I'm at.
Because James said to me, he said, what would make Matt angry? I said, I wouldn't answer any questions at all.
So now it's me in the suit that come up in these conversations now?
Well, the suit's a stalking thing. It's a legal thing. Yours is anger management.
Oh, what a feather in my cap. At least mine at least has to deal with content of the football team, so I'll take that.
Hey, he said, what would really tick him off? I said, just say a bunch of words, but don't say anything. He goes, really? I said, that ought to do it. I said, I'll put him right over the edge. Now, look, where are you? Okay, I'm looking at Google Maps right now, and you're at the edge.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, yes.
You don't like the answers?
Not a huge fan of it, but, you know, it is what it is.
Because they haven't sat down as a staff and decided what they want to do?
Yes, I'm aware.
Which is
it's all good.
Like, that's today.
Regardless of how the running back rotation goes, I love Penn State's chances this weekend. I'll say my pick for later. But
and by the way, Ketron Allen is a heck of a running back.
Oh yeah. Nothing to take away from him at all.
He's really good. So we got high school roundtable time, huh?
We do.
Zach first or who's first?
We're gonna go Chief first and Zach first. They're both on the phone, and then I got Greg here in studio with me. So we'll go. Okay. So we'll go Chief first here.
Chief, what's going on?
Steve, not much. I got caught being soccer game manager two Wednesdays in a row. So getting ready for a big match between the Shikellamy boys and the Altoona boys.
So you're the manager?
I've been the game manager, take care of the officials, make sure the clock runs for about 20 years. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's great. I'm glad you're doing it. They couldn't ask a better person to do it. All right. So Where do you think this football team is right now?
They did an excellent job on Friday night. They played all four quarters, and they did it with a little bit of some problems. They had to move some people around due to injuries. Had to move some defensive people to go both ways now, both at offensive guard and tackle. Coaches did a real nice job of getting people rest. And they, like I said, they played solid all four quarters. I thought when Central Mountain scored to make it 9-3 and we were in the second half, that this is going to end up being 10-9. But the kids came around, they played good defense, they got an interception, and they drove the ball, got a touchdown, and that put it a little bit farther out. And then they did the same thing and got another touchdown. So things clicked. It looked good.
What do you think that does for their confidence?
Well, it has to do a lot. I mean, they were in the Central Columbia game. They were not in the Mifflin County game. And this game, they pretty well controlled the entire four quarters. I mean, even though it was only 3-0 at halftime, they had stopped Central Mountain inside the 5-yard line on a 4th and inches. And that kind of turned that whole thing around. They went down and got a field goal. So it's got to be a good morale booster because, let's face it, the kids had a rough year last year, and the first two games this year were losses. So now they beat a team that beat them last year. And for that, they get rewarded by playing Jersey Shore.
Right. And Jersey Shore, year in and year out, is really good. What's so good about this edition?
Listen, Steve, I watched their game with Selins Grove last week on Huddle. And I did not see a weakness anywhere. I did not see any place that their game isn't 100%. Their offense, they run the ball well. They've got, I love this name. They got a wide receiver by the name of Connor Peacock, and he gets open. And they've got an excellent running game. The quarterback can run and pass. The defense is smothering. Their special teams are good. So I don't think Coach Garvish has a weakness. It's going to take a very good football team in order to beat them. I mean, really good, Steve. I'm looking at these guys making it to states. I really do think they will.
And Dave, how much does it help you make that evaluation that they played Selins Grove last week, and you already have a pretty good gauge on Selins Grove?
Well, when you hold Selins Grove to 11 yards total offense and no first downs, with Coach Hicks's team down there, and he thought he had one of his better offensive lines, and he did.
Yep.
It's just the fact that Jersey Shore, they've been smothering everybody. I mean, they had Lewisburg 73-0 at halftime. They beat Pottsville, which I believe is a 5A school,
yep,
in the first game of the season, scoring over 50 points. So they've been good the last 2 years. I think they're better than the team that 2 years ago lost in the state finals. I really do. Barring any injuries, this is a solid football team, and they're buying into the program. I mean, there's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of kids on the team. If we weren't playing them, they'd be fun to watch on Friday.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, well, I'll watch some of it down in Alabama tomorrow night. So another great broadcast for you and Kevin. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you. It's like I said, it's a job, but it's not a job. I enjoy it a lot.
Right.
Have a safe trip down to Auburn.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it, Dave.
All right.
Zach,
talk to you later.
Zach Showers. Zach, you saw the Jersey Shore Selins Grove thing in person. Was it as bad in person as it was on tape?
Yeah, it pretty much was. It was a tough one for Selins Grove. I'll echo everything the Chief said. I mean, this Jersey Shore team's loaded. Honestly, I think they have a legitimate shot to win a state championship this year. They remind me a lot of the Selins Grove's 2009 state championship team, where senior laden and loaded at just every skill position, the line, everything, and you know, you pretty much got what you expect. Selins Grove was playing without their starting quarterback, their starting running back, their best wide receivers moved to quarterback. They played without their top linebacker and, you know, a few other defensive guys that would be pieces. So when you're playing six, seven difference makers down against a team that has a shot to go deep in the states, you know, it's it's tough, but hopefully a number of those guys will be trickling back the next couple weeks. And even though Selinger Grove lost, pretty much every goal is still in front of this team going forward.
And the theory is true, but how important is it now for Selinger Grove to make sure that Jersey Shore doesn't beat them twice? In other words, the hangover is so bad, that you lose confidence.
Right. Yeah, that was the big message, is just kind of talking to Derek Hicks yesterday. He said, you know, regardless of if you win or lose, you know, you have to move on to that next week at some point. And honestly, I think this team's done a pretty good job of that. They know how good Jersey Shore is, and they also know how shorthanded they played against them last week. So there's not a lot of conclusions. I think the coaches briefly touched on some things with tape, and I didn't even really even see comments on huddle this week from the coaches. So it was a matter of let's flush this one and move on to a pretty good Shamokin team coming in this week.
What makes Shamokin a tough matchup in some ways?
Probably the biggest thing is they have a really solid power running game. I know going into the season, there was a lot of talk about they were going to kind of throw the ball over the place with senior quarterback Brett Nye. He went out of the week two matchup with an injury, and don't believe he'll be returning, but that's still up in the air. And they've, even with that, they've gone to just a power downhill running game, led by a couple backs, but mainly senior knowledge Artis Jones, who had 178 yards in the opener, was shut down by a good Southern Columbia team, and then last week went for 54 yards and three touchdowns against Mifflinburg. So they are a team that can come at you, and one area that Selinger Grove has struggled a little bit, especially the past 2 weeks, has been that power running game when teams have gone at them. They've given up some big plays through that. So that is definitely a concern for the Selinger Grove team. Again, there's a few guys that will be coming back this week, and some, you know, changes at the linebacker position that I think Selinger Grove is hoping can make a big difference in that area. But that's probably the biggest reason to worry a little bit about tomorrow night.
Always a pleasure, Zach. Appreciate it very much.
Yes, thanks, Steve.
And sitting in studio, Matt Cotrillo. Greg, how much complaining was done during the break?
He was pretty good. I'm trying to stay positive with him.
Well, it's good somebody has to, because I mean he makes negativity look like a sport. Greg, that's just stupid. I know what stupid is.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, and it's stupid.
Hey, at least he's got somebody to talk to in studio this week.
Yeah, but he texted me and said, get me out of here. What does that mean? So, Greg, what is the state of Lewisburg right now?
Well, you know, they didn't play a bad game last week against Montoursville. They lost 24-21, but you take away their mental mistakes, Steve, and they win that game.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they returned a punt for a touchdown, called back on a block in the back. They had first and goal inside the 10-yard line three times and came away with 0 points. Yeah. One time, they had second and goal on the 6-inch line.
You couldn't
and
knock
ended
it in.
Up trying a 43-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Because of two illegal procedure penalties and a holding call.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, and that's the message the coach says, mental mistakes are killing us. You know, we could be, they realistically could be 2-1 without the mental mistakes that they've made.
All right, so from a coaching point of view, how do you get it across where, yeah, but they're not thinking too much? Because now you can think so much, now you're a half step off in the count.
Yeah.
And you're getting killed.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I think what they're looking at, I was at practice, let's see, Tuesday night and Wednesday night. They're I don't want to say dummying it down, Steve, but they're trying to make it simple. Look, this is what we're going to do. Don't worry about making a physical mistake. You know, just this is who you're going to block. If you don't block this guy, hit someone. You know, you line up in your position, hit someone, do what you think you have to do, and trying to encourage them to work through this. And looking for the seniors to help them out, looking for the quarterback to get them in the right position when they line up, reminding each other what the snap count is, things like that. So communication is what they're really working on.
Break the huddle right, things yeah. like that. I mean, seriously, I mean,
yeah.
those are all just, you know, because you can break it with an attitude.
That's
Boom.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
And then you take it to the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
So what about the matchup this week? Because, like, you know, like breaking through would be such a big deal because yeah. I think it could set the tone for the rest of the season like it did last year.
Right. You know, and they have a tough opponent this week in Southern Columbia.
Yeah, I know.
You look at Lewisburg's schedule, and they're starting the year out 0-3, 0-4 every year because of who they're starting to play, the front load of the schedule. Now, the other issue we have, well, Lewisburg has, is in the first three games, Steve, they've given up over 800 yards rushing.
Yeah.
And what does Southern Columbia do? They run the football. And if Lewisburg can come out of this game feeling good about themselves, you know, they have Central Columbia next week, a game they can compete with, a team they can compete with. They know what they're getting into Friday night. The kids aren't stupid. They know who Southern Columbia is, but they want to go and try to compete with Southern Columbia. They don't want to make it easy for Southern Columbia. They want to make them compete. And I think that's what they're looking at.
Because Central Columbia, they're known as a bowling school.
That's right.
Central Columbia, it's a suit joke.
I get you. I got to watch what I say. My wife graduated from Central Columbia, so I have to.
But it's like it's his whole life.
That's right.
Is there any thought process that Central Columbia, that Southern Columbia, which is not undefeated,
right?
Okay, that at least there's a thought that they're vulnerable in some way?
I think the kids do feel that way. They don't think this is as strong a Southern Columbia team as we've seen in the past years. Losing the Garcia kid in the first game really has hurt Southern Columbia. I mean, he was just... I think he really would have made a difference in the Loyal Sauk game from his linebacker position. And also, he's a third running back that they have... another good third running back that they would have. So I think that's hurt them depth-wise. But I think Lewisburg thinks that they can compete with them if they can stop the run. I don't think teams are as scared of Southern this year throwing the football as they have been in past years. They don't have the... I don't want to say the athletes. They have athletes, but I don't think that passing game is the concern it's been in previous years. But, again, they have talent. They have a lot of kids out for the program. They bought into that program for the past 25, 30 years. And they're a proud football team, and coming off a loss like they got beat last week at Southern Columbia, they're going to be very difficult to play with tomorrow night.
Remember that hint I gave you. Act like you're on the phone as you're leaving. That way the suit won't bother you.
Okay, I'll do that.
I think it's always really important, you know.
I'll just give a little wave of the hand to him.
A little wave of that. Good to see you, pal. I'm on the phone right now. Even though, like, you know, I do that all the time, and I'm not talking to anybody, Greg.
Yeah, I got you.
That's only with him.
That's right. That's right.
It's a helpful hint from this station and the ad council. All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Steve. Good luck this weekend.
Hey, by the way, hit them straight.
Hey, it was an 81 today.
Ooh, that is hitting it straight.
I did okay. I tried a new grip today. Tried something different today. It worked out okay.
All right. Now, don't you love... I know it's technically not autumn yet.
Yes.
But don't you love playing it this time of the year?
Oh, it's beautiful. It is so nice.
I love playing golf this time
of year. Favorite time of year to play golf.
Oh, yep. I mean, you get out, especially then when the trees start to turn.
Oh,
it's just there's beauty all around you.
Yep.
You forget about all your problems, you know.
Just that third putt. Know. That's the only thing I remember.
The third putt. Yeah, that drives you nuts.
Yeah.
But it probably because it hit a leaf.
That's right.
Right. Darn. Right.
That's right.
All right, Greg, great to talk to you. Great to hear some laughter in the studio. Normally, there's a lot of anger management.
I'm trying to get him to smile a little, Steve.
I mean, we're working on it.
That's right.
I mean, I guess I made the mistake. I made fun of Aaron Judge. Now he's mad.
That you should never do that.
I mean,
it was a mistake.
I mean, I've called him gray, the whole thing, but he gets very touchy. Right? Yeah, Jalen Hurts may not be the best quarterback in the NFL. Very touchy.
Yeah.
Like the two guys playing tonight are better. Very touchy.
He'll be okay. We'll put him in a straitjacket. We'll calm him down.
Whoa, boy, I'll tell you, that goes along with, I got a lot of texts from his family about that. All right, thanks so much, Greg.
Yeah,
be good.
Take care.
All right. You doing okay there? You all right? We're worried about you.
I always appreciate the concern from everybody. I feel loved.
Can't you hear it in our voices?
Yes.
Fooled you. All right, back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
We're hopeful. No final decisions have been made yet, but we're hopeful. He's been doing a little bit more each day and a little bit more each week.
Traded in Matt. Right?
Yeah.
Then you don't know how things work. All right. So, he was examined one more time this morning. They want to make sure. Okay? All right? But you're mad.
Well, in that case, you know, it's fine. I mean, it'll be nice to get him back, but, you know, it is what it is with the injury. You got to make sure he's good to go.
But you're mad that's the answer.
No, in this case, it's fine.
Oh, good. Oh, God.
No, in this case, it's fine. We're talking about an injury. So in this case, it's fine.
I was a little worried it didn't meet with your approval.
No, I mean, I hope to see him back this weekend because it'll be another weapon for the offense, but...
Must be tough being angry a lot.
It has its days.
Seems to me like there are a lot of days. I didn't even look and see what games we're picking.
We actually got a good amount this week. We are picking tonight's game, in fact, for the NFL slate.
That's a great game.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to watching that tonight. And yes, I do have Prime Video. So.
That was going to be my question. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Believe so you're good.
Me, you ought to see the holidays. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.